Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Happy, happy Wednesday to you, where no matter where you are, the fruited plain, it is a pleasure being with you. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina on the Real Side Radio. No matter where you are on this warm Wednesday evening, some parts of the country much warmer than others. I'm happy to be just a couple of miles from the coast, so I'm not getting socked in like, you know, folks in Phoenix or in Florida are right now. But I've been to Florida in the summer, and I've been to Phoenix in the summer, and I lived in Vegas during the summers. So my heart goes out to you. It is a pleasure being with you all tonight. JoeMessina.com, or you can find all of the great stuff that Joe puts up, and you can watch and listen live. And if you got anything that you would like to participate in tonight, and chat over the next 3 hours, you can always give us a phone call. I've got a couple of great guests coming up in the next couple of hours here because, oh my goodness, there is so much to talk about. So we may be taking calls towards the end of the hour, and then we will be open in hour number three. But if you want to give us a phone call, of course, the lines are always open at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. So the second IRS whistleblower just came forward today during this oversight hearing held by the House Republicans. First of all, let me just say this. This is the Democrats' worst nightmare. The whistleblower who works for the IRS is a gay Democrat whose husband or boyfriend or whatever he has sitting next. My goodness, could they have picked somebody from central casting more of a threat to the Democrats? And you know this guy is a threat to the Democrats, talking about how the path to looking into the president was blocked, that they couldn't ask those questions. The DOJ came down, shut them down, shut the IRS down. Okay, you know he's a threat because while this hearing was taking place, and I caught a little bit of it today, I thought it was fascinating, really, really. The guy was very, very compelling, right? You know it's a threat because the mainstream news has given it a minute, maybe a minute of coverage from a slanted, biased perspective. Could you imagine if this was Eric Trump? This thing would be on, you know, what did they do for the January 6th hearings? They actually produced it like a television show. They would be producing the heck out of this thing. Absolute stunner, but hey, are you surprised anymore? Come on, folks. Look, I sound like Joe Biden right there. Folks? No, but I'm serious here. Are you even surprised anymore? It's nonsense. It's all bread and circuses. The mainstream media in this country, and if you're watching the news, and if you're watching cable news, and yes, I include Fox News, you're part of the problem. Stop watching it. I'm telling you right now, there's much better news that you can get from people, podcasters, investigative reporters, and the like that you can find for free. You don't even need a cable subscription. Go on YouTube. Go on Rumble. If you enjoy watching Fox News, you can still watch Fox News on YouTube and Rumble. Believe me. Trump's live on those platforms anyway when he's doing his... So anyway, my point being is there is zero credibility in our mainstream media anymore. Zero. None. Nothing. They are completely distrustworthy. Untrustworthy. So with all of that being said, there's a lot of other news that's going on in the world tonight. And I'm, the second hour, we are going to be focusing on the IRS whistleblower. We're going to get very heavily into it with Jen Van Laar. She is the managing editor over at Red State. She is a fantastic source of knowledge about what is going on behind the scenes, and you do not want to miss that hour coming up in the second hour, no matter where you are. We are in hour number one, so that will be in an hour from now. But in this hour, we've got a returning guest who's going to be talking about what is going on right now in Iran, China, and Russia in regards to ICBM missiles being ramped up. Why is this not news? Where is this in the mainstream media? Have you heard anything about it? Of course not. Peter Husey, who's a senior fellow of national security and defense, specifically focused on arms control and non-proliferation missile defense, he comes to us tonight from the Hudson Institute, and we're going to be talking a lot about what is happening right now in regards to Iran and the nuclear deal, Russia, and more importantly, China. Because we are looking at a situation right now where, holy cow, they are talking about building up a huge armament of ICBM missiles. Yeah, this is going to be pretty scary, folks. China is building more ICBMs than the USA. North Korea nuclear missile capability exceeds that of some aspects of Russia's arsenal. And Iran has enriched uranium to 84% and is not disclosing the nature of its nuclear and military work. And, of course, we have an administration that appeases our enemies, right, enables our enemies. And as we saw this week with the Democrats, okay, with Israel, Israel's a racist state. Jaya, what's her name? Okay. Enabling our enemies and abandoning our friends. So we got Peter Husey coming up here after the break, folks. This is going to be fascinating. Don't miss it. We got full 3 hours here at Realside Radio. Joe will be back tomorrow, by the way. You got me tonight. Enjoy. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
And welcome back, everybody. It is a pleasure being with you on this beautiful Wednesday evening, no matter where you are across the fruited plain in the United States. And I have a movie that I'm looking forward to seeing this weekend. I saw Mission Impossible last week, and I usually go to one movie a year in the theater. But, hey, anything Tom Cruise does, I'm going to see on the big screen. But the big one that I've been waiting for is Oppenheimer, the new Chris Nolan movie about the titular character. And, you know, the whole discussion about how it came to pass that we ended up with the Manhattan Project has always been a fascination to me. And with everything that took place, obviously, throughout those years, coming to light through this Chris Nolan movie, it allows us to reflect on what we are looking at right now in the world. And, you know, this... Nuclear threats are still very much real. And to discuss this and several issues in regards to Iran and Russia and China and what's going on with the Ukrainian war, I'm delighted to have returning to our show Peter Husey, who is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. He is a national security and defense arms control and nonproliferation missile defense expert. Peter, welcome back. How are you, good sir?
Well, thank you. I appreciate being on your show.
So, first of all, quick question for you. With your background, are you looking forward to seeing this Oppenheimer film?
I'm looking forward to seeing how it was portrayed because I know something about the subject, as everybody in the nuclear business does. But what's interesting is Oppenheimer wanted America to adopt a certain policy, but he didn't seem to understand that Russia and China had no interest in doing so as well.
And Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we'll give you an example. Russia today and China today, we think of nuclear weapons as, okay, we're going to stop bad guys from attacking us, and they have nuclear weapons because they don't want us to attack them. But what if China and Russia have flipped the script completely, and now, like Ukraine, they use nuclear weapons to say, we will use nuclear weapons if you come and defend Ukraine or Taiwan. And you don't want to die, and you don't want to end up where your city's burned. So we're going to threaten to use two or three or four, let's say half a dozen nuclear weapons, which means you'll stand down. As opposed to they're not threatening to hit us with 1,000 warheads and basically end up in Armageddon. That's the huge change that has come about. Now, it's interesting. It was Boris Yeltsin in 1999 who issued a decree to the Russian military saying, build me battlefield-capable nuclear weapons that are very low yield, very accurate, that I can use in a conventional conflict in order to defeat the United States. That came out a couple years ago, and that's what Mr. Putin has done. So that's where you're facing both China and Russia simultaneously. One may go after the Baltics, one may go after Taiwan, and we're not prepared for that because we have very limited number of nuclear weapons at the theater level, which is the short-range stuff. We have fighter planes in Europe that have gravity bombs. That's a fancy name for stuff you drop out of the bottom of the plane. We have nothing in Asia. Now, to be clear, our big nuclear stuff we want to deter as well, but Putin and Xi Jinping see that there's a gap in our capability, and that's what they're going to exploit unless we fill that gap. And one thing that's being proposed in both defense bills in Congress is a nuclear-armed cruise missile, which we based at sea, and I don't have to worry about any basing rights. No country has to agree to that. It can be stealthy, it can be under the water, and it can get to its target very quickly. But it's going to take us about 10 years to build the system, and we're still going to have this gap in capability.
So just so I understand correctly, because obviously, you know, I grew up, you know, 70s and 80s and watched all the movies and learned about ICBMs and everything else. And it always seemed like that was the biggest threat. You know, Ronald Reagan talked about creating Star Wars because of this threat. But are you suggesting that the intermediates are, and now if you have these short, you know, ranged cruise missiles and things like that, that those provide more of a threat? Is that what, where do you know, because I know that you're concerned about China, correct, with building ICBMs?
Yes, you ask a very good question. In a conventional conflict, Russia and China are saying, we're going to use a limited number of short range missiles with our nuclear arms, and you don't want to get there because it could escalate to the big stuff, so you'll stand down and not come to the defense of your friends. However, you are exactly right that the big stuff, the ICBMs, the submarines, the bombers, they're building them like gangbusters in China, and Russia has a huge breakout capability if there are no longer any arms control limits. That has to be dealt with, too, and that's where deterrence of our ICBMs and our subs and our bombers, we're modernizing all of them because they're so old. They're 40, 50, and 60 years old. If we don't modernize, we're out of the nuclear business because the stuff's so old, it's going to deteriorate. So we're not giving up on the big stuff. That is critical to prevent a bolt out of the blue or a massive attack. As you know, some people have proposed, well, let's get rid of ICBMs. We don't need them anymore. But then you're talking about 12 submarines, of which six is at sea, and you're talking about three bomber bases. A total number of targets, less than a dozen. If the Russians could figure out or the Chinese how to get our subs underwater, we'd be disarmed because they could take the subs out underwater, and you would know as president who did it. So that's why the 450 ICBMs are so critical, because that means they got almost 500 targets they got to worry about, and there's no way they can take them all out in a first strike. So it's a dual issue. It's both the theater systems and the long-range strategic systems, both of which we have to pay attention to. The problem with the theater systems is we got rid of them all at the end of the Cold War, withdrew them from the Pacific, took them off all the Navy ships, took them out of Korea, for example, and thought that it was the end of history. Remember that, thinking that we were not going to face these kind of threats anymore.
So let me ask you this, because we're coming up for a commercial break here in just a minute, and this is something that I want to talk with you after the break as well. There's a lot of questions that I have for you. So I'm hoping that you can stick with us for the next couple of segments. So with China building more ICBMs, and what we're looking at here is obviously a mutually assured destruction. We all know that. Is if USA actually got into the fight, and today, who knows, with this particular regime. But let me ask you a question, and maybe we can talk about this more after the break. How concerned are you with China building ICBMs that end up in countries that we don't want to have nuclear weapons, especially countries like Iran?
Yes, there you nailed it. Back in 1982, believe it or not, Deng Xiaoping, the General Secretary of the Communist Party of China, issued an order saying, we're going to help Pakistan, North Korea, Libya, Iran, and I think Iraq. So Iraq.
Oh, boy. Well, we're coming up for our break. We're going to talk more about this right after the break. We've got Peter Husey with the Hudson Institute. Don't go away, folks. This is getting really interesting. Real Side Radio. We'll be right back after the break. Don't go anywhere.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Jason Aldean says critics have gone too far attacking his new song, Try That in a Small Town. The music video shows mixed footage of BLM protesters confronting police, burning the American flag, and random robberies. That's drawn criticism. Aldean says the song is about taking care of neighbors regardless of race or religion. Two huge blockbuster films are expected to rake in major cash at the box office this weekend.
Greta Gerwig's Barbie is projected to make between $95 and $110 million in its debut. Meantime, Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer is expected to make $50 million in its first weekend. Fans posting on social media, they're planning to see both. There's even I Survived Barbenheimer merch for those who can't just have one this weekend. Thanks to Oppenheimer's three-hour runtime, Barbenheimer fans will spend 5 hours at the theater. I'm Lisa Taylor.
I'm Ryan Daniels, U.S. News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
No, I'm not seeing Boppenheimer, not Barbie. I think the patriarchy is doing just fine, thank you very much. I'm not going to be giving them any of my money, but I will be seeing Oppenheimer, and I suggest everybody else does the same. And I'm be very interested to see what Peter Husey, senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, is joining us right now from Points Unknown. You are taking time out of your busy evening to join us, and I greatly appreciate it, Peter. I left you before the commercial break with a really heavy question, and I know it took more than 30 seconds to answer it, so I'm going to repeat the question for you, and I please run with it. But with all of these ICBMs that China is now creating, massive warfare, this chest that they're building up, how concerned are you as the senior fellow who watches everything in regards to missile defense and security around the world, in regards to this falling into malevolent hands?
Well, China, as I said, in 1982, made a decision in secret to help North Korea, Pakistan, Libya, and Iran get nuclear weapons technology. And as you know, they succeeded with respect to Pakistan and North Korea. Libya, we got the program in time, and I think they also helped Iraq. And we got that in 1991 in Desert Storm. Iran is still, I think, very close to having a nuclear weapon. And as you just saw yesterday, Iran, Russia, and China are now allied to work together. They're going to make life miserable for us in order to keep our attention and also to make it more difficult for us to deal with China. North Korea could do a diversion, you know, an attack somewhere on the Korean Peninsula, while China goes after Taiwan or Russia goes after the Baltics. So the issue here is North Korea now has technology, ballistic missile technology, that some people say is better than some of the stuff the Russians have. Iran, as you said, have enriched to 84% their nuclear fuel, and they refused to tell the UN what military activities they've done in the nuclear area. China, as you know, has more ICBM launchers than the United States. And the worry I have about Russia is the Wagner Group had this kind of mini coup, if you will. What it said is that Putin no longer has a monopoly on use of power, and that could lead to fracturing in political power in Russia. And my concern there is, well, who has control of the nuclear weapons? So it makes life difficult, to say the least, for the United States and its allies. And we need to modernize not only our conventional forces, but also our nuclear forces, and build the missile defenses that Ronald Reagan talked about, which we now have the technical capability to do, and to do so relatively cheaply because of the huge advancements in space. So the solutions are there. You hope deterrence holds. But we're behind the eight ball because we delayed doing this for so many years.
So, Peter, last summer, it's almost been a year, I remember talking about this, in fact, on this show, how Iran was pivoting to China and Russia. And yeah. What have I missed in the past 24 hours? You just said that they announced a deal between Iran, China, and Russia. What happened?
They did some joint exercises in the Persian Gulf area, but also they met. Some of their senior foreign policy people met and said they're going to cooperate on Middle Eastern affairs. As you know, the Chinese basically got Saudi Arabia to open an embassy in Iran, and Iran would open maybe an embassy in Riyadh. That was because when you announced that the United States did, we're leaving the Middle East, goodbye, we're going to Asia. That's the dumbest thing in the history of sliced bread, because you're basically creating a huge vacuum. And Russia and China and Iran have been working together. About every month or so, you see some new developments. And as you know, last summer, I predicted that. The mullahs are, people say, well, they'll never work with a communist country. They don't care. They want to work with totalitarian countries that can help them militarily. Iran is sending all those drones to Russia. And believe it or not, some of those drones are made in China. So they're using these things in Ukraine to fight a war. So we have our hands full, sir. But
So how does John Kerry's Iran deal, the nuclear deal, JCPOA, I think it was called, where is that in this mix? Does it have any teeth?
No, what it is an oral agreement that Iran says they won't enrich uranium to build a nuclear bomb, but they won't tell us exactly what they're doing. They won't tell us their military activities. And there's nothing on paper, there's no signatures, there's no date of any deal, and there's no expiration. So basically, it's a phantom deal at a phantom time with phantom criteria, but we'll all pretend, when asked the question, talking to the media, oh yeah, we have a deal. Now, if you would sign any kind, if you would agree to such a deal on anything, you're naive beyond anything. The Iranians basically want to do what they want to do, and the administration can't get them to stop. So they're pretending that, well, we have this oral agreement that they won't build a nuclear weapon. How do you know? Building a nuclear weapon can be done in a warehouse that cannot be readily seen from the air by satellite. And unless you have spies on the ground, you're out of luck. And so Iran may just say, well, once we get rid of all the economic sanctions, we now have a nuclear weapon. And you won't put the sanctions back because we have nuclear weapons.
So let me ask you this, Peter. Let's say there's three main theaters that are of concern. Russia, China, North Korea, okay, and Iran.
Right.
So there's four. All right. The concern that and I want to ask you this. What keeps you up at night? Is it Russia? Is it the Russian-Ukrainian conflict where somebody could press the wrong button and all of a sudden we've now got a thermonuclear war literally, you know, on Europe's doorstep? Is it, I mean, you've mentioned North Korea. Their capability is exceeding some aspects of Russia's arsenal, according to your notes. You've got Iran, 84% enriched uranium. And we don't know where that is. It's probably 60 feet under the sand. And then you've got this situation, this fluidity with Ukraine and Russia in regards to what is going on with the Wagner Group that we just saw. They basically just kind of prodded to see what took place. What keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up at night is Putin starts losing the war in Ukraine big time, and his army may end up being close to being routed, and he decides to use nuclear weapons to change the circumstances. And at the same time, China decides to move against Taiwan, North Korea causes trouble in South Korea, and Iran causes trouble in the Persian Gulf, such as cutting off, you know, grabbing a couple of tankers, which, by the way, they do like every 30 days. They grab somebody's tanker. So, and that would have a huge impact on the economics of the world because of the critical nature of gas. So what I see is a simultaneously four moves in the areas you talked about, in the Western Pacific, the Middle East, Russia, and in Taiwan. And we would be very hard-pressed to react simultaneously to all those threats. That's what keeps me up at night. Most particularly is how reckless is Putin. Would he, in fact, use small nuclear weapons in the Ukraine theater because he was losing? And that gets to the point where our country, as well as NATO, have said, well, don't give Ukraine too many good weapons because that will really upset Putin and he might go nuts. Then why are we in this war? We're either in it to win or we're not in it. We shouldn't be in it. And that debate has not been factored into this. We haven't had that debate yet. My view is if you're going to fight Russia and want to kick them out of Ukraine, give Ukraine the weapons to do it. Okay? And so, then if you think he's going to use nuclear weapons, if he loses, well, then you shouldn't be in this war because who knows where those how you could escalate from using a couple nuclear weapons to what happens next.
We haven't seen nuclear weapons actually be used in any war theater since, what, Nagasaki, Hiroshima?
Almost 78 years.
78 years. Okay. And we all know the results of that.
Hope deterrent holds.
Yeah, and that was served as a deterrent, absolutely. And
right.
We even you know, throughout the Cuban Missile Crisis and the Cold War, we haven't. But the problem that I think a lot of people have had, especially post 9/11, 22 years ago, 23 years ago now, is that you find that, you know, you only need one nuclear weapon, even a dirty bomb, to go off in Rome or in, you know, Prague or anywhere, London, and all of a sudden, you know, game's on.
Something I've done a lot of work on. If you're talking about someone like the Iranian mullahs smuggling a nuclear weapon into Rome or London, yes, that's a very serious challenge that I believe is possible.
Yeah.
But that's not for Iran then to gain territory or China to take over Taiwan. It would destroy the world's economy for at least a while. And the question is whether Iran is crazy enough to do it.
Well, let's find out more after the break. We got Peter Husey, Hudson Institute, Senior Fellow. This is really scary stuff. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back after the break at Real Side Radio.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
do. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Sorry to disappoint. Joe's out tonight. He will be back tomorrow, but this is my regular guest host position for Joe. Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Realside Radio, and it is always, always, always a pleasure being with you, the good folks at Realside Radio across the Fruited Plain. We were just chatting with Peter Husey, who is a senior fellow at Hudson Institute, about the nuclear proliferation that is taking place across this globe of ours. And unfortunately, Peter had to step away, and he is back east. He is unfortunately not going to be joining us the rest of this hour. But one of the questions that I did want to ask him, because we were just talking about the threats that we see, whether it's Russia and in Ukraine, obviously the conflict there where anything can happen at any time, China, who is just seemingly hell-bent on building more ICBMs than the USA, the intercontinental ballistic missiles, say that three times fast, are, in my mind, probably one of the biggest threats that we have because, everybody can reach anybody. But we also talked about the fact that North Korea's nuclear missile capability is now exceeding that of some aspects of Russia's arsenal. North Korea never stopped building nuclear weapons. No matter what took place between 2016 and 2020 with Rocket Man and Trump, they're still barreling forward here. Of course, we've got Iran that has enriched uranium to 84% and is refusing to disclose the nature of its nuclear and military work, where everything is located. They are ignoring completely, 100%, Lurch, otherwise known as John Kerry, and the Iran deal. And, of course, they're using the Palestinians and Hamas as a proxy in their fight against Israel. And then we've got the Russian Wagner Group, as Peter was just talking about, which attempted this coup. They set in motion alternatives to Putin. And, you know, how desperate does Putin get if all of a sudden we are now starting to see, and we're starting to hear, and I want to mention what Donald Trump talked about last night, massive casualties are taking place. Russia is not in a strong position. And what happens if you have a Wagner group that is dissatisfied with Putin's leadership if they're losing a war? Who ends up controlling the nukes if Russia is politically fractured? Yeah, Trump last night, he was on a show with Sean Hannity on Fox News, and he basically stated that the media is lying about the Ukraine war. Trump said hundreds of thousands of people are dying. Hundreds of thousands of people are dying. According to the Daily Wire, former President Donald Trump said during an event on Tuesday evening that the legacy media was lying about Russia's war in Ukraine by underplaying how bad the death and destruction truly are. In his interview with Fox News' Sean Hannity in Iowa, he said that he would threaten Russian President Vladimir Putin to end the war in Ukraine by telling him that if he did not, the U.S. would send more weapons to Ukraine than they have ever received before. Okay, isn't that kind of what we've been doing the last couple of years? I'm just curious. Isn't that Joe Biden's and the Democrats and many of the institutional Republicans' game plan? We saw Mike Pence refer to that over the weekend, where he misspoke. I know he didn't say he doesn't care about the American people, but his number one focus seems to be Ukraine. Trump said, "You have cities with no building standing. It looks just like a demolition zone. It's so horrible, and you know when they'll say two people were hurt. No, hundreds of people and thousands of people were killed. You're going to find out when this whole thing is over that the number of people killed is far greater than they tell you. And they're not telling you the truth. Many, many thousands, hundreds of thousands of people are dying. Their cities are being obliterated." And basically they say, "What's your stance? Are you for Russia? Are you for..." "I'm for one thing." Very simple, he said. "I want to stop people from getting killed, and I'll have it stopped fast." Okay, I'm just going to say this. Listen, I think Donald Trump had some terrific policies. He did amazing things when it came to especially the Middle East Peace Accord, the Abraham Accords, the economy. He certainly did great things down at the border, was on track to getting the border contained. But one thing, let me just say this, he's right about, and I know this 100%, is the media lies. The media does lie about everything. So based upon, does Donald Trump have some information that we're not being made aware of by the mainstream media? Are we not being told the truth? Well, almost every time you ask that question about the media, it's almost always an overwhelming, emphatic, yes, they do lie to you. Take a look at what just took place today in regards to the whistleblower. I mean, this is incredible. You had a whistleblower confirming an attorney who donated to Biden's 2020 campaign refused to bring charges against Hunter Biden. If that was the opposite world, where it was Eric Trump, not Hunter Biden, this would have been played on a loop on all of the main networks, the legacy television networks that nobody's watching anymore, just like the J6 hearings were. But because it's an inconvenient truth, the media, by not reporting it, is lying to you. Because they're telling you this doesn't raise to the level of something that you should be concerned about. This is, after all, it's just politics. The Republicans are going after the president's son. And poor Hunter Biden, he had a cocaine problem. And who amongst us hasn't had cocaine problems where we've gone on scoring drugs and working with Russia and China and Ukraine and getting millions of dollars and spreading it out to the family and having hookers over and doing all of that? Who amongst us haven't? Whoopi Goldberg? Joy Behar? Who amongst us? Who are we to judge? My point being is that you probably haven't heard much about it today if you've watched mainstream media. So Donald Trump is absolutely 100% correct. The media does lie. We know that this is true. Listen, I'll finish this hour on this note. I'm concerned about it. Does it keep me up at night? I can't lay awake at night worried about the things I can't control. Is an earthquake going to hit? I don't know. Is a nuclear war going to break out? I don't know. I can't control it. But the one thing that I am aware of, as I've talked about many times over the past several months, with my looking into and understanding and studying and using artificial intelligence, is something whereby that is a whole other threat that can actually impact this discussion about nuclear weapons being used. Maybe even, I just saw Mission Impossible last week. The entity can get into all of that stuff. And I'm not suggesting that that's true. But here's the funny thing. You know, let me just say this. Almost 40 years ago, a certain movie came out. James Cameron's Terminator. And he himself, just this last week, talked about the fact that he is worried about how AI, remember, he's the one that created Skynet, okay? He is worried, the way he says that he thinks that we will get into the equivalent of a nuclear arms race with AI, and if we don't build it, the other guys are for sure going to build it, and so then it will escalate, and you can imagine an AI in a combat theater, the whole thing just being fought by the computers at a speed humans can no longer intercede, and you have no ability to de-escalate. He said, I warned you guys in 1984, and you didn't listen. Cameron's, of course, talking about the Terminator. There's a lot of moving pieces here. Russia and Ukraine. North Korea. Iran. We've got, obviously, a tremendous worry in regards to who is going to ultimately be in control. And it's not a good discussion to have because nobody is going to be able to provide an answer for you. As Peter Husey talks about, he can only just talk about it and tell you what is going on. My worry is that we have so little faith in our leaders today. This administration enables our enemies. It enables our enemies and abandons our allies. And you can argue with me on that, but let me just point out 100%. Iran should not be a threat. If I was president for a day, I would work with Saudi Arabia, I would work with Israel, I would work with the Middle Eastern states to contain Iran. And Trump was working towards that until the New York Post article was taken off of your social media feed. We'll be right back after the break. We've got Jen Van Lark coming up in the second hour. We are going to talk more about those hearings that took place today with the whistleblowers. A lot of information behind the scenes that Jen Van Lark may have that you haven't heard about in the mainstream media. Real Side Radio and Whiskey Dave, don't go away.